All right, folks. Yes, it is 7 o'clock, and that means this is time for In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken, and we're going to kind of pay homage to a great concert we saw yesterday, to the great Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. We saw Art Blakey Jazz Messenger Tribute Band, and we're going to listen to some Art Blakey and some other great musicians who we heard last night in Hartford. So let's get right to it. We'll be right back. Yeah, all right. That is the great Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from an album recorded live at Birdland. That was recorded back in 1963. And one of the greatest Art Blakey bands that there were. And there were many different incarnations of that band, but this one was really tops in my book, I'll tell you. Art Blakey on drums, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Freddie Hubbard, the late great Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax. Wayne Shorter wrote that composition, by the way. Cedar Walton on piano and Reggie Workman on bass. And the name of that track was One by One. And the name of that album is Ugetsu from the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. All right. Yeah, we saw a concert last night paying tribute to the great Art Blakey. And the concert was in West Hartford at the Handel Performance Center, which I think is affiliated with University of Hartford. And just a great concert put on, produced by the City of Hartford and the Office of Cultural Affairs and our friend Andres Chaparro, who produced that concert. And it was a full house, standing room only. They turned people away. It was just a great night in Hartford. And the band playing last night was Mulgrew Miller on piano, just a great piano player. We're going to hear a little from him in a minute. Steve Davis on trombone, Nat Reeves on bass. Let's see, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Carl Allen on drums, and Javon Jackson playing tenor sax. And they did a great job, just great arrangements, great playing. I just can't say enough about what a great time it was in Hartford, which is becoming a mecca for great jazz. I'm telling you, man, people, some great artists coming up here from New York and other areas just to play here in Hartford. As I mentioned, Mulgrew Miller was on piano, and just a tremendous job was done by Mulgrew Miller last night. So we're going to play something from Mulgrew Miller in a trio setting. This is Joshua. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from the album Keystone 3, recorded back in 1982 at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. That featured Art Blakey on drums, Bill Pierce on tenor sax. You got Branford Marsalis on alto sax. Strange to hear him on alto sax on a record instead of his usual axe, which is the tenor. But Branford's on alto on that. Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. Donald Brown on piano. Charles Farnborough on bass. And my understanding is that's one of the first times that that Branford and Wynton Marsalis were recorded. And it was with Art Blakey, who tutored many, many great artists in the jazz world. I mentioned a few already with Wynton and Branford. And also, of course, Freddie Hubbard and Cedar Walton and Wayne Shorter and so many. Our own Steve Davis being one of them. Steve Turay, another trombone player who also played with him. And many, many more. Just the School of Hard Knocks, I guess, was the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers. Many great artists going through that school indeed. All right, let's see. Before that, we heard from Mulgrew Miller, who played last night here in Hartford with that Art Blakey tribute band. And you heard the track called Joshua. I don't know who wrote that. I'm sure I've heard that done by Miles Davis, but this one was by Mulgrew Miller Trio, Live at Yoshi's Volume 2. It's a fine album. And Mulgrew Miller is just a tremendous, tremendous piano player. All right. Also at the concert last night, they played another Art Blakey song that was made famous by Art, and it was called Along Came Betty. And that, though, was written by Benny Golson. So I kind of dug out the Benny Golson version instead of the Art Blakey version for today's show. So we're going to hear that now, Along Came Betty, with the Art Farmer and Benny Golson Jazz Tet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Benny Golson from his brand new album called New Time, New Tet. And I heard the track called Uptown Afterburn, and it did burn. Yeah, it did. All right, we heard, let's see. Well, let's go through the personnel on that one. Benny Golson on sax, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Mike Ledon on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. And man, that is very close to the band we heard last night. At least three of those players performed here in Hartford last night with the Art Blakey tribute band. Out of that group there, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, and Carl Allen on drums were performed last night and were on that last track you just heard. Pretty cool. Before that, we heard another one from Benny Golson's Jazz Tet. It is actually the Art Farmer and Benny Golson Jazz Tet, and we heard the track called Along Came Betty. And Art Blakey was also famous for recording that tune as well. Yeah, on this one, we had for personnel on this, we had Benny Golson on tenor sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Mickey Tucker on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smit on drums. Recorded in 1986 at Sweet Basil's in New York City. Yeah, all right. Time now is 7:48 here on WHUS. We're going to continue on with one more from Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers, Caravan.
Thank you.
Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from the album Caravan. You heard the track called Caravan, recorded back in 1963, featuring same cast of characters we heard on the opening set. And that's Art Blakey on drums, Curtis Fuller on trombone, the great Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, and Reggie Workman on bass. Great track. Art Blakey really showing off his chops on that one. Really a fine drummer. That about does it for our Art Blakey tribute set, which lasted about an hour, first hour of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. I kind of dug listening to it after last night's concert, which also paid tribute to the great Art Blakey. Time is 7:59, and Brandon from Facebook, one of our Facebook friends, let me know that today was International Jazz Day. Didn't know why, but I did a little research, and sure enough, it is International Jazz Day. Don't know who proclaimed it as such or why today is International Jazz Day, but I guess it is. So we're going to do a set of, jazz music that is influenced by world music and other cultures, and I think you're going to enjoy this. We're going to start out with one of my favorite groups that does a Latin jazz type of thing, and that is Insight. So we're going to hear Panamanian Murga. Yeah, that was the album Infancia from Akuri, and name of the track is Trem Terra, and that's from our friend Ricardo Sarastan from Rio in Brazil. We're kind of doing an international jazz thing here, and so we start out with a couple Latin influences, but very different Latin influences. The first track you heard was Insight from the album A Genesis. You heard the Panamanian Murga, and as I said, followed by some Brazilian music from Acuri. And we're going to continue on around the globe here with the next track from Lionel Luiki. And he is an African guitarist born in the country in Western Africa called Benin. And he's got a very unique sound, definitely showing the African roots in his music. So let's listen to Lionel Luiki. Agombante fike na lulu Nekoloji wenye mwiganti Manto bombache wailuluye Kede si kukuwe imwenganti devyolaru Agombante fike na lulu Nekoloji wenye mwiganti Manto bombache wailuluye Kede si kukuwe Sekono kwete chewa no habita ima Soi ja yema kotun fie na idude Ma ino te kon yedu uwe imuye amisa Mwenga toje kona mi fie na idude Ako bante fike na idude Nekoloji we imwenga uche Manto kumba chewa idunuye Medisin kukuwe imwenga uche Bante fike na dure Ekoloji we imwenganche Manto bombache wa ilunuye Medesi kukuwe imwenganche de violaru Manse kono kwete che we blu havita ima Soi ja yema kotunsi we imwenganche Manto bombache wa ilunuye Medesi kukuwe imwenganche Bante fike na dure Ekoloji we imwenganche Manto bombache wa ilunuye Medesi kukuwe imwenganche de violaru Manse kono kwete che we blu havita ima Soi ja yema kotun fie na ilude Ma ino te koyero ube moya misa
Thank you.
right, in the background, you are listening to Rudresh Mahanthappa's Indo-Pak Coalition, a coalition of Indian and Pakistani musicians. Actually, it's just a trio. Let's see, it features Rudresh Mahanthappa on alto sax, Reza Bhatte on guitar, and Dan Weiss on tablas. Interesting sound. Before that, you heard from Lionel Lewicki from the album Virgin Forest. You heard Kapanan Kapetite or something like that. It's an African name, and yes, that's the best I can do with it. All right, that'll about do it for the podcast. For you over-the-air listeners, keep tuned. Got more music to come.